ogenda kweyongera okulaba amagombe
tuli
mu lugendo lwaggulu olugendo lweggulu okuva mu mwaka gwa
2005
paka 2011 tulaba amagombe obunya obutakoma ekkomera lya katonda ebigambo ebyo byogedde mpolampola osobole
obiwandiika
tulaba lugendo lwaggulu olwatambula ebayibuli okumala emyaka
musanvu
okuva
2005
paka 2011
akanyomero ketulaba
tugenda mu maaso okulaba
n'amagombe
ekkomera lya katonda era obunya obutakoma yesu
yeebazibwe
era nga tugenda mu maaso nga bwe tuzze tulaba tugenda kuba tulaba nti tosobola kuva mu magombe kubanga akkomera lya
katonda
tuzze tulaba ebintu bingi
nnyo
era nga bino tubirabidde mu kyama kya
katondamukama
waffe yesu
kristo
kusinzira ku bakolosaayi 12 paka
25
alimu ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku
nsi
era bayibuli yetukakasa okusinziira mu kubikulirwa essula
y'17
nti ekyama ekyo kirina okubikkulwa nga akagombe ka malayika ow'omusanvu
tekanabafuuwa
malayika ow'akagombe k'enkomerero yesu
yeebazibwe
mu kyama kino mulimu ebyama bingi okusinziira mu Luka essuula
ey'omunaana
olunyiro lw'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'ekkumi n'omusanvu alimu ebyama bingi bye tuli
okulaba
era n'obugagga
bungi
nga bwe tulaba mu bakolinso ekisooka essuula
ey'okubiri
olunyiro otandika olusooka paka olw'ekkumi
obugagga
bw'ekyama ebimu ku ebyo tukyalabye okutuuka we tulaba amagombe twalaba
planet earth
ensi gye tulimu nga bwe yawandiikibwa mu ngeri essuula y'omunaana
olunyiro
lwasatu paka asatu mu lumu twafulumamu ne tulaba ensi endala
kumi
ezitabeerekamu endala mwenda ezitabeerekamu
era
netufuna ekyama ky'okubeerawo kw'ensi
ezo
yesu yeebazibwe katonda bwe yatugamba
Isaaya 61:6
yeggulu y'entebe ye ensi y'entebe y'ebigere
bye
ne tukebera ensi ezo kumi mukuba nti tuli kifaananyi kya mukama waffe yesu yesu
yeebazibwe
ne tulaba ebigere bye tulina ne tukizuula olw'okubanga kyawandiikibwa mu lubereberye essuula esooka
n'abaatukola
mu kifaananyi kya
katonda
katonda bw'aba abala nti ensi y'entebe y'ebigere
byenaffe
bwe tubeera n'ebigere kkumi era kwe kuzuula ensi zine kkumi
eziri
mu bwengula
yesu
yeebazibwe twavaamu ne tulaba ensi
ezo
n'ekikula kyazo ne tugenda okulaba obwakabaka
bw'omunyeere
obuli mu bbanga ly'eggulu
era
okusinza ku lubereberye essuula esooka onyola
14
paka olw'amakumi abiri twalaba emmunyeenye tulaba omwezi ne tulaba n'enjuba era nabyo biri mu bbanga
ly'eggulu
twalaba obulamu bwazo era twalaba nga zisinza
katonda
nga zitendereza katonda era nga magye ga
mukama
bye twalaba mu zabbuli
148
onya olusooka paka olw'okutaano
twalaba
engeri gyeyaterekamu ebyokulwanisa muzo.
We saw how he kept his weapons within them.
Okusinzira ku Yobu 38.
According to Job 38.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Era bwetu twayolekera okulaba amagombe.
And thus we headed on to see hell.
Agasinga mu bwakabaka bwe
munyi. Which is found in the kingdom of the stars.
Bino betuze tulaba nga tubiraba mu bugazi.
These are what we have been covering in broad.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Wabula lero mbadde nkujiramu.
But today I've been passing through.
Usubulo okulaba waffe gye tuyise.
You may see where we've passed.
Bwazize tabeerawo.
You who's not been always here.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Era twalaba amagombe.
And we saw hell.
Nagasinganye obwakabaka bw'enjuba.
Found the kingdom of the sun.
Oba bwakabaka bwe munye.
Or the kingdom of the stars.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Obekulwa mwenda.
Revelation 9.
Wetwajisoma onyo lusoka kapapo okubiri.
Verse 1 to 2.
Twabikulwa obunyo obutakoma.
We open the bottomless pit.
Ekomera lya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Amagombe.
A hell.
Tulabanga enjuba erekerawo okwaka.
And we saw the sun stopping to give its light.
N'omwezi.
Even the moon.
Olw'ekikomi ekinene ekiva mu bunyo
obutakoma. Because of the big darkness from the bottomless pit.
Era bwekito twakikebera nnyo netukizuulira
ddala. And thus we searched out and discovered it.
Ng'amagombe tegasinganibwa mu nsi yaffe kwe tuli.
It's not found in our planet where we are.
Wabula gasinganibwa eno mu bwakabaka bwe.
But it's found in the kingdom of the stars.
Era nayo y'emu kwe balibwange.
And it too is also known as a star.
Abazungu batelojira bale bagaba black hole.
The whites always see that they call it a black hole.
Oba ogunyo ogujjudde ekizikiza ekingi.
A hole full of total darkness.
Ogumira buli kintu ekisemberera.
Which swallows everything which nears it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Edanga bora ba point ya black eri wakati wayo.
Just as you see that black point on the top of it. That is the door which shuts those
portals.
When it is lifted up, they just swallow you into it.
It's
nothing like opening at a second passes when it's opened. It swallows you and clothes instant.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we saw of the armies which get out of it. The armies which are led by Angel Abaddon. Revelation chapter 9, verses 11.
Malaika Abaddon,
Angel Abaddon,
Malaika obunyo obutakoma,
the angel of the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tuzze tulaba ebintu bingi.
We've been seeing many things
kuba malaika abo
on these angels.
Era twatuuka ekiseera.
And we reached a time
ne tugenda tulabe amagombe osobola okuvaayo banedda.
And we went to see, can you get out of hell or not?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So twatuukira mu Luka.
Now when we reached in Luke, Luke 16, from verses 19.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we went to search around to see totally.
And
hell is a prison.
A
prison of God where he imprisons all the rebellious spirits.
And
it's found among the things found in Christ Jesus, which are in heaven and on earth. For we see that they are in the kingdom of the stars. On those we have been seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're
going to be moving on. And we see that we fall down there, can't run from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
because it's a prison of God, Satan is not the one who is leading there. For he too is a prisoner there. And there are many fallen angels who are imprisoned right there. Among them were chased from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
up to the ones who remain,
we
too were given commands that we can cause them to be imprisoned.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
remained in the authority of the church
to
imprison the rest of the fallen angels.
That is
what we're going to be looking onto today. And to see the armies working in the bottomless pit. Their appearance, the way they all work and operate.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is what we're going to see in brief concerning hell. What is more, we saw it last Sunday.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You is here on Sunday and you don't appear on the weekdays. We have nothing to do for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Karama Jones will find us when you've already closed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For this moment we are clothing the gospel in our feet. We are holding the truth putting it upon our waists. We are holding the breastplate of righteousness. We are in clothing. We are holding the shield right now. We hold the word of God.
We
want the helmet of salvation. That is the Holy Spirit upon us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
let's move on, Luke. We last saw the rich man in hell. And we discovered many things. We saw Abraham where he is. We saw him in the Jerusalem city of heaven. Even Lazarus was able to reach there. And we see the rich man in hell. Now we're moving on to search out what concerns him. There are things we are told to us that we can't run out of hell, for it's the prison of God. Praise Jesus. There are many sayings and stories you hear that someone went in hell and they found that the devil was the one leading in hell. And he saw that demons were getting out of hell and they are coming to attack the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And holding on the square saying that our master have built upon Peter the rock, and the powers of hell will not be able to withstand the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The powers of hell, if you want to overcome them, you must get born again to do what Christ wants. The powers of hell, that's when they can't touch you. But if you're there and you're claiming that the powers of hell don't hold in the church, and you're building on grass, the powers of hell will overcome you and you find yourself there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, hell, we thought that probably it's the devil.
That
we're going to continue to search it out in the journey of heaven. We shall go straight to the third heaven. But right now we're getting from the rim below as we're moving on. Luke 16, we are on verse 22.
Luka esula ya kumina mkaga olunyirwabili mwebili. Awolwatuka omwavu nafa. Nasituli baba malaika nasiwa mchifuba cha Ibrahimu.
Mbinobi ya natu wabike wira.
All this we check them out.
Nchi omwavu weyafa.
That when the poor man died.
Mbili kwekwati kwa montana.
Body was put in a grave.
Na ye omoyo kwe.
But his spirit.
Nekusituwa baba malaika.
Was led by the angels.
Yes, ye wazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Na atu wali mkuru.
It was taken in heaven.
Mchifuga Yerusalemu.
In the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Bible ye gamba.
Bible says.
Mwebulania isule kumineo.
In Hebrews 11.
Mwenyule kuru omuna napa kumina mkaka.
Verse 8 to 16.
Di Ibrahimu.
That Abraham was looking for the city of God, which God built. And he ended up in that city. Even Lazarus was taken there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the angels that want to take you there. You remember Elijah? The way the angels came for him here. On the wheels and they took him. You don't pass a rope like they claim. There are angels who have to come for you. And you are welcomed on the door of the city. Just as you see in the other image. If it is fire, you can use this one here. Here they will come you in the door of heaven. But you are escorted with by angels from there to ascend up. You shall be seeing all that. Don't walk passing a rope like others told you. I don't know even where it was written.
Do
you have it in the Bible? That a person passes a rope to enter heaven.
We shall
see it when we read the door of heaven itself.
Everything
we want to read it in its own criteria. Let us see the rich man. What happened on him?
Luke 16 verse 22. No mugaga nafa nazikibwa. Nayi musiza masoge mumagombe. Ngali mkulu mizibwa, na alengela Ibrahimu wala, ne Lazaro ngali mchifuba che, na yogelela wagulu na agambanti, chitange Ibrahimu, nsasira, otume Lazaro, anyike nsonda yolunwewe mumazi, ampoze wazo limi lwange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are going to be
seeing the angel who spits fire. The angels are Abaddon. In hell,
We've
not gone in the lake of fire.
But
the angels who sit there, they are the ones who spit fire. We are going to be seeing all that. Why is this that I'm in torment in this
place
of fire? Some people mix the lake of fire and they join together with hell. The lake of fire, we shall find where it is formed.
We
reach Jerusalem, seat of heaven. But that's where judgment is going to be taken place. Even the lake of fire begins from there. We shall be seeing that.
Heaven
is different from the lake of fire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Luke 16:25. Naye Ibrahimu n'amugamba nti mwana wange, jukira nga waweebwanga ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo, era ne Lazaalo bw'atyo ebibi. Naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa gwe olumwa. Era ku ebyo byonna, wakati waffe nammwe, waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo. Abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza. Era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
Nti nga tekisoboka.
That it is impossible.
Jukira Ibrahimu.
Remember, according to Hebrews 11, from verse 8 to 16, Abraham entered the city of Jerusalem. Now the rich man is in the kingdom of the stars down in the
zest,
in the last created heaven, in its
frame.
Now from getting from down there, to reach the city, it's a very, very long distance.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That's why
he tells you can't get out of there and come up here.
So
we do not accept to come from here to down there. No saint is accepted to come up from the
world,
even though to go to hell.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You are in heaven, you have gone to rest. All religions will hear that a saint so and so came back. Those are fallen angels, the devils who come. Accept when you are sent to come back on earth.
Yes, he ever seen.
Praise Jesus.
Now
what happens is
this?
He tells him the distance here, it is very long.
It
was discovered at last time that hell is a prison you can never run out. When God shuts you down there, there is no one who opens for you. When he opens heaven for you, no one shuts it out for you. You have already overcome. You know, you saw doors of finances in that scripture. But that word is very broad. For you see it even in Job. And he says that he searches out the evil and checks them out and clothes them. And he sees that they are no more worthful.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on in Luke.
Luke 16:27. Abategeeze baleme okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
N'amugamba.
He told him.
Ky'obonkolera kiri kimu.
What you have to do is only one thing.
Obw'okubaffe tusobola kuvaayo.
Because we cannot get out of here.
Ntumira this Lazarus.
At least send for me Lazarus.
Agende ku nsi.
That will go to the world.
Abulire baganda
bange. That will preach to my brethren.
Kati tebakulimba.
That they shouldn't lie to you.
Tiwaliwo omwoyo gwonna okuva emagombe ne gudda.
That there is any spirit gets out of hell and comes back. Singa
gwali gusobola.
If it was possible.
Ono teyandisabye batume.
This one would have asked to be sent. He would have gotten out himself and he would come on the heads of his brethren and he would come to speak to them through
their
my grandchildren. What is in hell is not
easy.
You repent and be saved. Have you ever had a demon speaking such words on a person's head?
Then
when they will come after this word, you know it is calling you. For when they hear such
words,
they speak of the light and they change their ways to speak such words. Listen very carefully. Even a sin not from heaven to get out. And when you are in hell, you can't get out. But we are about to see principalities in the kingdom of the stars. And their headquarters and the kingdom of the stars. These ones come out and they pretend. They may pretend to be a certain
saint.
And they pretend to be a person who passed away. And they come on people's heads.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's first pause briefly here. And we go right here. In 1 Samuel
28,
and you see how they pretend. And what we've seen, we've heard Abraham say it.
We
are not accepted to come from heaven to get down. You are not accepted to come from hell to get up.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ne wali omwoyo.
But there is a spirit which ever acted and pretended to be Samuel. These are the principalities in the space. And he totally pretended.
Yes,
praise Jesus. 1 Samuel 28. We begin from verse 6.
Samuel ekisoke sura ya 28 olunyolomukaga.
1 Samuel 28 from verse 6.
Awo Mukama n'atamwanukula newankubadde mu birooto, newankubadde mu yulimu, newankubadde mu bunnabbi. Awo Sawulo n'alyoka agamba abaddu be nti, munnoonyeze omukazi aliko omuzimu, ngende gy'ali mubuuze. Abaddu be ne bamugamba nti, laba, waliwo omukazi aliko omuzimu e Endoli. Sawulo ne yeekyusa n'ayambala ebyambalo ebirala n'agenda, ye n'abasajja babiri naye. Ne bajja eri omukazi ekiro. N'ayogera nti, ndagula kwegayiridde. N'omuzimu onyimusize buli gwe nnaakugamba erinnya.
Hey, njagala kwenjogerako.
I want to speak upon me.
Gw'obondeetera.
You bring me any person I would name.
Bajjajja wange oba kojja oba ani.
My father or my uncle.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen very carefully.
Era wano njagala otegeere.
I want you to understand.
Nti amagombe ekkomera tusobola kuvaayo.
Hell is a prison you can't get out of.
Wabula kyonna ekiva nekikulima nti gye kivudde.
But whatever comes and claims it has come from.
Bano be bamalayika abaagwa basigala mu bwengula.
These are fallen angels who remain in the space.
Tunaatera okuba nga tubalabako.
About to see them.
Oluvannyuma lw'okulaba amagombe.
After seeing hell.
Bamanyi okwefuulira ddala jjajjawe yafa.
Guys to be your dead grandfather.
Ne balinnya ku mitwe.
And they climb on the head.
Ne bakujjira mu birooto.
And they come through dreams.
But
your grandfather when he's in hell being beaten,
your
uncle, your auntie,
and
question is bad law for your brother.
The
one who died is down there in tears, and they tell you the things you are in, leave them, they can't. But these ones who come there to confuse you. Listen down here.
Samuel 1 Samuel 28:9. Awo mukazi n'amugamba nti, laba, omanyi Sawulo bye yakola, bwe yazikiriza mu nsi abo abaliko emizimu n'abafumu. Kale kiki ekikuteeza obulamu bwange ekyambika okunzisa? Sawulo n'alayira Mukama ng'ayogera nti,
ali musabo mu linnya lya Mukama.
He is the shrine in the name of the Lord.
Omanyi bw'ogenda musabo emizimu gyebuzaabuza.
When you go to the shrines, demons begin to
pretend. Egamba Katonda bw'anaabasi.
And they say, if God wills. These herbs we've given you, they will work for you. How can God will within a shrine?
First Samuel 28:10. Awo mukazi n'ayogera nti, ani gwe mba nkulinyisiza? N'ayogera nti, nninyisiza Samuel.
Nninyisiza omutukufu Samuel.
Bring me up.
Samuel bw'ogenda okusabira musaba
gye. You're going to ask Samuel within a shrine to come, Prophet Samuel?
Samuel 1 Samuel 28:12. Awo mukazi bwe yalaba Samuel n'akaaba eddoboozi ddene. Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti, onnimbidde ki? Kubanga gwe oli Sawulo.
N'amugamba kati yayingirako guli omuzimu gwe gwali
kujja. As long as the other demon came upon her.
Gwe gwali kujja nga kusobola okwefuula buli muntu yenna.
It was one who could come and disguise himself to be any person at once.
Omuzimu ogwali ku mulogo oyo.
The demon upon that witch. Gwe
gwali kwefuula buli kika kyamu.
Is what made itself every kind of a person she named. I don't know if I understood you well. As long as it came upon and possessed her, it told her that this man has deceived you.
Oyo Sawulo.
That is Saul.
Kabaka wa Israeli yebuzabuza.
Israel is disguised herself. That's why when she entered in her spirit, she knew it. As you see him, she couldn't understand. But when the other spirit came upon her, and the spirit told her, that one there is the king of Israel. We are going to call him, but he's the king.
Yes, he was doing
it. Praise Jesus so much.
We
thank God for that moment.
Let's
proceed on.
We are
seeing hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit.
And the
aspect we have reached on
to show you
that when you fall in hell, you cannot get out of there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For it is a prison.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
And there
are many works we are confusing people. Works of the fallen angels who are in the space. They confuse us, claiming to be your forefathers, and they pretend to be your dead mother, or your dead brother, or your dead child.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus. But right now, everything is being revealed to understand how everything is and how has it been done already.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
let's move on with Samuel.
First Samuel
28.
Samuel ekisoke sura ya 28 onyerwa 13.
First Samuel 28 verse 13.
Kabaka namugamba nti totya kubanga olaba ki?
Namubuza ki kyolaba?
He asked the witch, what are you seeing? Here, tap you here.
Omuloga alaba kirala.
A wizard is seeing something else?
Talaba Samuel.
She's not seeing Samuel.
Wabula.
But
atali wabweru wokolisibwa yayagala okumuyita Samuel.
The one out of the vision is the one who wants to call that what has been seen to be Samuel. Let's move on and hear.
Samuel ekisooke sura ya 28 olunyolwe 13.
First Samuel 28 verse 13.
Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti ndaba Katonda ng'ava mu ttaka.
Ono yamugamba nze ndaba Katonda ng'ava mu ttaka.
She told him, I see a spirit coming out of the ground.
Tiyamugamba nti ndaba Sawulo Samuel.
She told him that I see Samuel. She was the one in the spiritual realm of her evil spirit. And she was the one who was to tell us that I see Samuel. But she says that I see a spirit from the ground.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
These
small gods, the demons.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
she said that it is coming from the ground.
According
to Matthew
17,
verses 1 to 5.
Master,
Jesus, when he climbs the mountain, heavens opened.
He
saw Moses and Elijah, and they were speaking with him. They never came on the
earth,
and they never came from the ground. Heaven first opened.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
this one who comes from the ground,
these
are the fallen angels. They know how to disguise themselves. They have been there for a long time. Now they know how your grandfather speaks. They know what your uncle was thinking before
that.
They see every detail of where you keep things. Whether it's your land title, whether it is your money. Now when they come on someone's head, they
can
take everything and you think it's your dead grandfather. Listen what happened. That this fallen angel was hearing very well the speeches of Samuel when he was living. And he copied every speech of Samuel when he was living. And he spoke it that day.
Samuel ekisoka esura ya 28 olunyirwa 13.
First Samuel 28 verse 13.
Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti ndaba Katonda ng'ava mu ttaka ng'ayambuka. N'amugamba nti embala ye eri etya.
Amubuza afana
ati asks ya wa how does it look?
Guli omweke gwakola.
The other spirit what he did.
Amangu ako ne guteka Samuel bwe yali ayambala ng'ali ku nsi.
Made itself look like how Samuel clothed
himself.
And it put a bald head upon itself. And even a clock. As the woman looked back, and she began to say, "He is clothed like this and this." The one outside, the one who said, "That is
Samuel."
And he knew it had captured his mind. Whatever he speaks, he is going to be. He is going to speak in the name of Prophet Samuel.
Samuel ekisooke sura ya 28 olunyiri lwa 14.
For Samuel 28 verse 14.
Nayogera nti omukadde ayambuka.
Mukadde kadde.
An old man.
Jukira so se gamba te katonda.
Remember it
not katonda katonga kabba
mota. She saw a small god, a spirit. Now the man has this made changed now.
Kati alabo omusajja omukadde.
She's now seeing an old man.
Samuel ekisooka essula ya 28 olunyi lwe 14. N'ayogera nti omukadde ayambuka era yeenagiddeko omunagiro.
Bulirija byonna bigye ebyambale gyambadde.
Amanyi
bimanyi n'okukyalira nga jjajja bwe yali ayambadde.
Did you like how your grandfather was clothing when he lived?
Muganda onge nyambala zonna
zyali ayambadde. How your brother used to clothe, that's how these spirits come your way.
Tuli mu Samuel ekisooka sura ya 28 olunyiri lwa 14.
First Samuel 28 verse 14.
Sawulo n'ategeera nga Samueli.
Ono atali wabweru.
This one was outside.
Yasinzira ku nyambala
n'agamba. He based on the clothing and said,
"Oh yes, Samuel."
That is Samuel.
Naye nga sina kutwala ku bigambo byagenda
okufa. But before I take the words he's going to speak.
Osooka osomba Kolosi ekisooka 14. Ekyokubiri
14. Second Corinthians 11.
This
verse 13-14. And you see how they masquerade themselves. Second Corinthians 11 from verse 13.
Kubanga abalinga abo be batuma ab'obulimba. Abakozi ab'obukuusa. Abefananya nga abatume ba Kristo.
Bamanyi okwefananya nga abatume.
Masquerade like apostles. They have an image of a prophet. And they make themselves to be that.
Tulimba Corinthians 11, 14. Second
Corinthians 11, 14.
So si kya magero. Kubanga ne Satani yefananya nga malaika w'omusana.
Era ne Satani.
Even Satan himself.
Na yabiyekola na yefana Michael.
He masquerades and acts like Angel Michael.
Era Jezebel yali akyalira dini ene ekiyisiraamu.
Jezebel when she was visiting the Muslim.
Yefura bamuyita Gabriel.
She acted like Gabriel, angel.
Gabriel. Gabriel.
The one would have been Gabriel.
Naleto obubaka nga.
And she brought a message.
Yayita kyajjukira nti Yesu mwana wa
Katonda. She couldn't more remember that Jesus the son of God.
Befura sibo ekyokwefura kyo. Era
issue of masquerading to them.
Nabo wandira bye Gabriel nga
ajja. You see Gabriel coming.
Ndogo ye emyufu.
On his white horse. And they have a sword. And they too must carry to be that.
These
fallen angels.
They must carry
to be like your dead grandfather or your uncle.
Tulimba Corinthians 2 Corinthians 11:15.
Second Corinthians 11:15.
Kale si kitalo. Era n'abaweereza be bwe befaananya ng'abaweereza ab'obutuukirivu. Enkomerero yaabwe eribeera ng'ebikolwa byabwe.
Abaweereza ba Sitaani bonna basobola okwefuula buli kye
baagala.
Kati tolowooza mbu simanyi omuzimu guva mu
kweyena.
Ne gujja.
Eyo
enkola yaabwe Sitaani
okubuzaabuza.
Jjajjaawo bakojjaawo. Oba omwana wo.
Bw'aba
yakola obutali butuukirivu. Ali mugenda tasobola na kuvaayo kujja.
Bw'aba
yakola obutuukirivu. Ali muggulu takkirizibwa
kujjawo.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bana abatubuzaabuza emirembe gyonna be badde ba Sitaani.
Who have been confusing us all generations of the devil.
Bamalayika abaagwa.
The fallen angels.
Be basalawo n'okutondawo ebika bye mulaba.
They are the ones who decided to create the clans you see on the world.
Ne bateekako emizizo.
And they put a lot of these norms upon you.
Weddira mbwa.
That your norm is of a dog.
Omulala weddira simanyi nte.
Another ye cow.
Bano baali bagendeera okuvoolera ddala.
These ones were headed to
blasphemy. Obutonde bwa Katonda bwe yatugaa bonna bubeere bwa kulya.
The creation of God told us that they are all for eating.
Bano bavoozi era bakozesa gwe omuntu n'ovoolera
ddala. These ones make you a person to blaspheme yourself.
And
you blaspheme the things God handed unto you. That's why
we
believe in them if you dare eat them. And eat a dog and it was a norm on your clan. You get sick. For you believe in those things.
Today
when we reject them, we eat everything. And you don't get sick even. They are the ones who put these programs of blasphemy. Plans to prove that this world is your own home. For they were chased in heaven, they have no place there. They contend with Philippians 3:20 that our home is in heaven. Now they made clans here. And they tell you come from whose clan. Where is your home? And you begin. In Masaka. At the mountain of
Swans.
I get back. That's where they will bury me. The devils to confuse you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We study
that as we see principalities, how they did that. Same kingdom of the stars. They have another headquarter under the sea. You're about to see it as we finish hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And I want to tell you, brethren, the others must
be.
There's fallen angels. There is no your dead grandfather who comes from hell.
He,
they are in hell, the prison of God. The bottomless pit.
The rich man.
Let at least them send Lazarus to go and preach to my brethren. But what kind of grandfather comes on your head and keeps telling you to dig more of his tombs? And they say that a tree passed through me. Where you buried me is the wrong ground. That the stream is flowing passing me. Why don't you shift yourself from there? We, when the floods come our way, do you come and shift us? That is the deception of the devils. Perhaps you've not understood it well.
Your
church has not been having time for this. They have time for taking
America.
You are going to America.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we've gone back to Samuel. First Samuel 28. We want to see how they cope. These principalities, they walk upon Samuel and they know how you speak, how you act.
Everything
of you, they can copy it and do it on the other day when you've gone.
More
so when you've been in their systems.
Samuel 28:14. Saulo naategeranga Samuel navuna mama sogene yeyanza.
Na mbunategera te yali wero womu.
The one in the evil spirits.
Agamba anze ndabo msaje wefaranga simu
man. I see a old man with a bald head.
So kanakugambi yabadde katonga.
First of all, I told you it was a spirit. Now after he had made himself an old man, I see now he has even robes around him. Now listen how this demon speaks, this fallen angel.
Samuel 28:15. Awo Samuel n'agamba Saulo nti.
Demon now is speaking to Saul as Samuel.
Lwacho kungolokosa okuninyisiza.
Ungolokosa muzukuru.
Are you bringing me up, grandson?
Kati simanyi Samuel yali yebase.
I don't know Samuel whether he was sleeping.
Kubanga Ibrahim musatumula ako mugoro
ga yebase. So we never see Abraham in heaven sleeping.
Kwamradi Ibrahim jari.
So Abraham is
right there.
He's sleeping, not sleeping.
Bano bakulimba mungolokosa
saki bachi. Why are we? Are you disturbing me, grandchildren? I've been sleeping. Why do you bring us from the mountains? You are there, you are hearing your grandfather speak. You was chased from heaven. You believe him, you go there, you think? He has to do everything possible, don't go back there.
Samuel 28:15. Saulo na damu nti neralikiridde nnyo kubanga Abafirisuuti balwana nange era Katonda anvuddeko.
Anvuddeko Katonda aba kuvuddeko.
If God has stand for
me, you
go to his prophet that you inquire from him.
And
how did God dare leave his saint to come back down on earth if God had left him?
First Samuel 28:15. Awo Samuel nayogera nti obuuliza ki nze nno.
The
people told him. The one you're consulting from. You think it is me, Samuel. The king too had already accepted rather that it was the prophet. When you go to the shrines, they first
ask,
do you know your forefather so and so? They ask
question.
Yet the demon is preparing how it's going to act like your grandfather. Was he clothing like that? You to your answer, yes.
And
it continues to tighten its crocs upon itself. And you begin to think it's the one.
First Samuel 28:16. Awo Samuel nayogera nti obuuliza ki nze nno, Mukama ng'akuvuddeko. Era ng'ofuuse mulabewo, afuuse mulabewo. Era Mukama yeekoledde omulimu, nga bwe yayogera mu nze.
As he predicted through me.
When that bitch is not going to get a
what kind of prophet can speak such a comment that as God spoke through me?
That is not be put down.
A prophet cannot come to begin to praise himself like that.
Tells you,
as the word of the Lord is, not as the Lord spoke through me.
Era Mukama ayuzizza obwakabaka ng'abuggya mu mukono gwo era buwadde muliraanwa wo Dawudi.
Remember themselves. They're the ones who caused Saul to fail. According to what we saw in 1 Samuel 16. After the Spirit of the Lord had abandoned Saul, an evil spirit took over Saul. Now they were just playing him, tossing him up and down. That's what you get from this shrine from you. And you go to another shrine and the same, they are the same. This one bewitches you in this shrine. In the other you go and they claim to be healing you. The same drama. Now brethren, let's get back to Luke. Moving on to prove that hell is the prison of God and it is the bottomless pit. If you fall down there, you don't expect to get out of it. They will get you out. The angel of hell will bring you onto chains to take you on the day of judgment, to cast you in the lake of fire. Luke
16:27. Mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa
obeera ne mu bunnyo obutakomeye,
in the bottomless pit,
mu magumbi,
in the hell,
ng'okyajjukira ne baganda bwe walese ku nsi,
you still remember your brothers who left on the earth,
ne namba ng'ogimanyi,
and you know the number,
n'olaba nikyo bakola bye balimu,
and you know even the action they're in,
bakola biki bino bagenda kugwa nabo mu kifo kino,
are they doing, they're going to fall also in this place,
bw'oba okudde e magumbi,
let me tell you, when you fall in hell, you don't want anyone to fall there again.
Era toyinza muleka
and you cannot leave them to unrighteousness. Those demons, they were right forefathers. And they had come from hell. They would have told you that you leave us alone. Leave the things of the shrines, be said and go to God. For where we are is not a good place.
But
you ask them, where are you coming from, forefather? I am from the mountains. Why are you in the mountains? Why don't you ask them? You ask them, why are you in the mountains? Did you go to heaven? You build a house for us.
For
what? You go in heaven, there's Jerusalem there. Maybe they chased you from there. These fallen angels, they
when
we shall see principalities, will prove that. Before they were chased from heaven,
they called
an evil spirit from heaven or from God. From long past, they were called evil spirits. Though they were still in heaven, not chased from there. In the days of BC, before the birth of Christ on earth,
when
he was born, they were chased from there. They are called demons. You see things and you ask yourself, the world has been deceived for a long time.
You know
how long this deception has been on this world? And you would have been counting yourself
blessed
getting out of this deception.
All
along, even though you had been God saved,
it was your
presence to speak hell.
At the same time,
you say that my grandfather did
it. Now, you point at it
as if you don't understand proper. They also remain playing upon you. They believe that their dead father is back. And what happens, they tell you that your forefather beat them.
Again,
that they will remain think you're beating
Baba,
they will trouble you all your life. That's why they in the deliverance churches, they never get healed all days. Every time they're in that situation, when you study your father, when he has attacked you and you beat him, after you win him, the uncle is the one who comes from the dead. The same spirit is the one who makes now itself the uncle.
Luka esura ya 16 verse 29. Naye Ibrahimu naagamba nti bali na Musa ne banabbi.
Bali ne byawandikwa Musa ne banabbi.
Scriptures of the prophets and Moses.
Baba ulirenga.
Basome byawandikwa basobola kuona
scripture that can be saved.
Nagamba nti nedda kitange.
Namugamunanga abantu bali tebali ku ebyokusoma Katonda si baliko.
They are not on issues of studying God.
Ebyokusoma Katonda byawandika.
Issues of studying God through scriptures.
Bali gago twala.
Thine power is there taking.
There
is a miracle falling upon you.
Kusoma byawandika
kwanze mamani. They will not read scriptures, I know them.
Jukira aliye magomba manyi bulungi
tusoma byawandika. The one in hell knows that you don't study scriptures.
Era gambi wakiri bamutumira
omuntu. At least they send them someone that they awake them. They in hell know
what
people in hell, they don't study scriptures.
And
they knew, even though they told him they have Moses and the prophets, they read there. Those are the laws and the prophets in the Old Testament. But they were not reading. The one in hell will say, I wish I knew and I read. Abraham, when he tells
him,
and let them read scriptures. The one in hell said, I know them. All along we were together, we couldn't study. You think they will study? The way a path to reach hell, they are also headed the same way. That's why the Holy Spirit
wants us. Isaiah
34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For none of them will miss its smet. And the Spirit of the Lord gathered them.
Luka esura ya 16:30.
He said, at least. At least someone, whether from heaven or from here, hell. Tell them what is down here. The dead ones who come on people's heads, are they from hell, really? They are not from there. Even from the ground. Those are bones which are in the ground. There is nothing like a spirit in that grave. When the bones are finished, they come tell you that a tree has penetrated through me. That's why never be there and there you're fearing graveyards. There's nothing there. They're just bones in there. If you bury them 2-3 years, remove the graveyards from there. Let the ground be fresh. And you begin to plant food and build houses. Amen. In their resurrection, they're not going to come back with that body. Bible proves us very well. 1 Corinthians 15:34-45. That what is planted as a seed, it doesn't come back with the body it has. It comes with a new one. They show you that your bones will arise from the graveyards, and now they will begin to grow. The one who died from the beginning of the world, the bones are no more there. They became calcium. The bones disappeared. How are you going to come back with what? You are on the graveyard. You are dead. Let me keep their body here. That is the devil.
And
you don't waste my time at the graveyard. Is it a person? They of this lake had a sis, go and look for their bones also. Keep them. For they will die in the waters. They were burnt and they disappear. They will resurrect with that body. Confusion is on this world. You
get
the
channel
of the Bible, you ask Marisa
yama
to reveal secrets. Because the people abandoned the Bible. Let's move on and we hear. Luke 16:31.
Namgamba nti ngabwe batawulira Musa ne bannabbi. Era ne wankubadde omu ku bafubo alizuukira tebalikkiriza.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Did no one come back?
Though even the dead arise. Did Lazarus come? Did he rise? Do you see what he told them they had?
Even Jesus
came from hell and came back here. They both happened what was asked here. Jesus went in hell, spent 3 days, and came back here.
First Peter 3:17-21.
He came back. Even though he preached to people, they refused. They end up falling there. In the bosom of Abraham, what he too came back. He was in the Jerusalem city and he came back here.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
even though all happened, its minds already gotten corrupted. They don't want to read.
The
ones of hell are given a chance to come to study God.
If they get even a little teaching,
and they will concentrate on only studying to understand God. For you, it's the most important thing to study down there. If they know God, that's the most important thing. Moses and the prophets say they cannot do that. They have no time for the Bible. They will seem to have it. They are looking for scriptures of going to America, getting gold and silver. That's
what
but to study hell, they're not on that. What are you teaching then? That apostle has a very wild gospel. We cannot bear that harsh gospel. The gospel is so threatening. What
else
is threatening? Accept it to threaten you now.
For
if you want to fear when you fear in hell, And you are even there to remember to fear then. It would be a very threatening experience.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Norwegian,
come back, brethren.
Yes.
I want to tell you,
hell
is the prison of God. You cannot escape from there. Because there is an angel of death in hell.
They
are responsible for that hell. Revelation 6 from verse 7
to 8.
Angel Abaddon is the same. Revelation
9:11
is called Angel Abaddon.
It's
called death and hell.
Revelation
6:7.
Ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Ne ndaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa. Ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo embalasi eya kyenvu.
There is a pale yellow horse.
Simanyi wamwe namusobolojira.
I don't know where you can see that yellow horse.
Tusubira bakolayo bukabuka.
We expect to make them bigger.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Abira ku embalasi eya kyenvu.
He is on the yellow horse.
Tabera omu.
He is not one.
Banji.
There are very many. The one following him behind is hell.
Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These together, there are 200 billion of them. They divide themselves among them who work in hell and the one who work on death and the ones on the bottomless pit. According to Exodus
12,
the angel of death was sent to Egypt and the Lord sent him there and he took all the firstborns.
So
now the angel of death is not an angel of the devil, but
it's
an angel of the Lord. And the angel of hell, he too is an angel of God. Praise Jesus. And God sends him. The death we speak of is of checking out of the body. Praise Jesus. To be checked out of the body. Praise Jesus so much.
But
when you speak of John
8,
that the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, the death we speak of is what happened when we died through Adam.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to 1 Corinthians 15:22-23, all of them died through Adam and they were resurrected in the Master Jesus. That death, it involves you being taken the body from heaven and we are given this one of flesh and blood. That command was spoken of.
With
the touch of the tree you will surely die. That death is what the devil brought to us, and we are in this body which we are in now. And right now we fight that we get the second death, the lake of fire. But this death of checking out of the body, Satan is not the one responsible of it. He is responsible for sickness, accidents, things which make pain, which bring pain to the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
though the angel of death, because it's the one who shepherds the evil people, he too can cause sickness and death physically.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
we shall continue to explain of this. We shall be winding up the angel of death as we see hell, as we're going to see it briefly.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we want to prove this angel of hell, angel Abaddon.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's proceed on. Concerning the angel of death and the death of the spirit is what we shall cover last when we stretch out of hell. For that angel of death,
which
brings you out of the body and you're not righteous, is going to hand it to the angel of hell. He will take you to the bottomless pit. If you are righteous, he hands you over to angel Michael or angel Gabriel or the angel of fire, and he takes you up the to the door of heaven and you enter the Jerusalem city of heaven. Praise Jesus. We check out of hell, we are going to see them. Praise Jesus. Now let's see what is within hell. But I've told you there's an angel of hell. It's not the devil who is a leader there. Angel Abaddon is the angel of hell. The one called hell following death. Let's get back to Revelation 9:11. And we explain to you the name Abaddon, what it means.
Kubikulirwe sura ya mwendo lunyiri wa kumi na lumu. Ziri na kabaka wazo, malaika wobunyo obutakoma. Erinya mulwebulani ya Abaddon. Nemulionani alina erinya Apoloni. Obubi obumu buyise, labo obubi bubiri nate bujja oluvannyuma.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Oyo akabiri danger.
That is a destroyer.
Ye malaika akulira obunyo
obutakoma. The angel of the bottomless pit.
Malaika wa magongo.
The angel of hell.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Era yalina olujegere.
And is the one with the chain.
Wamu ne banne.
Together with his colleagues.
Okusiba Sitani ne malaika wa magongo.
The devil and his fallen angels.
Na buli muntu yenna ajebera Katonda.
Person who rebels against God.
Okumusibira mbonyo butako.
To imprison them in the bottom pit.
Ebimu kubigendo so kukakasa.
Some of what are going to prove to you.
Sitani si akulira magombe.
Satan never bleeds the hell.
Kuka sanga ne iba musiba.
I prove that he himself was imprisoned there.
Ajeno kukakasa.
And to prove to you.
Ntidane ne kuba malaika wa magongo.
That even some of his angels.
Nambe singo bunene ya sibi.
The greatest number was imprisoned.
Kati sinza kugamba.
Now I cannot tell you.
Sitani yamana ne yefrira te ba malaika ba bande.
Against his fellow angels and imprisoned them. Was it like that? If he was the one leading there,
he wouldn't have
imprisoned the angels, was just
because
there's an angel responsible there. Let's see Revelation 20. Revelation 20 from verse 1.
Nenda ba malaika ngaka okuva mugulu ngalina ekisumuluzo ky'obunyo obutakoma n'olujegero olunene mu mukono gwe n'akwata ogusota omusota ogwedda ye mulyolyomi era sitaani n'agusibira emyaka lukumi n'agusuula mu bunya obutakoma n'aggalawo n'ateekako akabonero gulemenga okulimba amawanga nate okutuusa emyaka lukumi lwe giriggwako.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If
you
got the dragon and imprisoned it, the Palamon's pit. And we know it is the hell, the prison of God. The question is this. Is the devil now the one leading there? And why is he imprisoned for 1,000 years? The question is, there are 1,000 years have never passed ever since Jesus ascended in heaven. Where did it pass? We are in 2,000. What you have to know, 1,000 years leave it before the Lord. According to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, that one day before God is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years like a day.
Now,
that period has to be imprisoned. God alone understands it.
Between
one day and 1,000 years. The period is his as God. It's not for us to calculate. That's why it tells in Psalms 90, verses 1-5, that a day to the Lord is
dead.
1,000 years is like a day which passed yesterday. When
you
speak that 1,000 years, you see, it's like a day which passed yesterday. You want to calculate what then? God never counts years as we do. For he was, he is, and he will be. He just
reaches
seasons and times and he says, now I'm doing this.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. For he put the stars for us.
No, and the sun and the moon.
Calculate seasons and times. In heaven, what counts it for him? For in heaven, it never gets night. Doesn't get dawn. It's always light. His days counts it on what? That is upon him. But what we want to prove, Satan is not the one leading in hell. For he too is bound. About 2017 years right now. If we read Jerusalem, we shall see that. When did that happen?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
I want to first prove to you. Even the angels were chased from heaven with. According to Revelation 12, verse 7 to 17. He was chased with many of his angels. But most of those angels, they were captured and imprisoned. The question is, the devil is the one is it the one who imprisoned them?
Can
you imprison your colleagues? Jude
1:6.
Let's read there. Jude 1:6.
Ne bamalayika abataakuma bukulu bwabwe bo, naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini, abakuumira mu njegere z'ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango gw'olunaku olukulu.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Ne bamalayika abataakuuma bitiibwa
byabwe,
abakuumira mu njegere wansi
mu
kizikiza
in the darkness,
paka ku lunaku lw'omusango, lunaku lw'omusango bamalayika ba Abaddoni bano bagenda kubasikayo,
bamalayika bano
tubasalire omusango mu kibuga
Yerusalemu.
Kyovula Bible yegamba.
So Bible says.
Bakolisi sitoke sule
yomukaga.
Mugenda salira ba malaika
ensa. Don't you know you're going to judge angels?
Bano betugendo salira.
These are the ones you're going to charge.
Tubalinze kulunaku luli.
We are awaiting them on that day.
Elabwe mmalo okumanya ebigambo bino.
Time I know these words.
Wana kubereri ensa ya malaika.
I fight to reach Jerusalem to judge these angels.
Mbuze malaika
oyo. I ask that angel.
Wabera nga mukibuga
Yerusalemu. You were Jerusalem city.
Ekibuga kyazibwa Katonda.
A city built by God.
Wali tewetaga kuzimba.
You needed not to build a house.
Nali netaga okuzimba.
I was in need of building a house, but I fought to make it.
What did the way to the
model? You did need a car, for you had a horse of yourself, you were able to even fly. What caused you to fall? Is it honors?
The Bible said
never kept the position of God, which God had given them, and they were pursuing other things. Promised that some of them are going to become cherubims if he fits on the throne of God. Promised them to become four living creatures. Promised them we're going to choose 24 elders from you. You see the drama in the Jerusalem city. Satan, what he was doing right within heaven.
They
told the group of Michael, he abandoned it, ran away. He went to join on the devil so they can fight God. They never kept their position
of dominion.
They are in the chains of darkness. Who has bound them? Angel Abaddon and his group. They have chains they bind. And they capture every person and writers from this world. And they fly like a shooting star as you see them in the night. We are going to look onto all that. But all we're going to see about here, they are in brief. Hell is very broad. We are going to speak of they work there and the punishments they
give
and they who are put there. But we shall come back perhaps
and
every punishment in detail.
Tuli mu Jude esula esooka lwa musanvu.
Jude 1:7.
Nga Sodomu ne Gomola n'ebibuga ebyaliranawo bwe byayendera ddala okwenkanankana nabo ne bikyama okugobereranga omubiri omulala, byateekebwawo okuba ekyokulabirako.
Bano bonna babateekayo mu bunnya
obutabere
ekyokulabirako era gye bali balaajana bali mbonya obonya ebitono
n'ebinene.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ebibonya obonya ebitono
n'ebinene
songa era naye eringa etali kitono.
When you see a snake passing within the fire also, and they are all that. Praise Jesus.
So I want to
see 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Chapter 2 verse 4.
Kuba obanga Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe bayonoona naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okubakuumira omusango
nti bano bamalayika abaayonoona mu
ggulu
abasinga bonna abatadde bali mu bunnya
obutakoma
era ekkanisa ewe
obw'obuyinza
naye okusibisa
abaasigalawo
kubanga waliwo ennamba yaabo
abaasigalawo
okusinga mu 22 bano baasaba challenge eri
ekkanisa a challenge towards the church
when
they were binding the devil
and
these most of the angels fallen ones
the
authority handed over to Jezebel
one
of the first fallen angels
the
first fallen angel who failed to join on death the death Satan all the authority he gave it to the
to
Jezebel and there are angels who remain and they were not bound whom we shall see as principalities these are shown in Revelation
18
and they are like demons on this world
and
they are filled the world praise Jesus
these
ones we are given authority over to bind them that's why he speaks what you bind on earth in heaven we bind also they were left that the churches to capture them
we have to
command angels who imprison them
angel
Abaddon bind them
and
it will be done with them in heaven praise Jesus now in all this
how
are we going to speak of that authority let's move on to see these angels of the chains we shall see where we get the authority to work with them
to
say that we work with heaven praise
Jesus
now as you bind on the earth you bind commanding an angel to bind the spiritual realm to get the spirits put in the bottomless pit. Don't send them in the deserts. For there they will get back. But in the bottomless pit. And there these spirits fear there.
Jesus
was casting them. They shouted, "You come to destroy us before our time. You want to cast us in the pits?" Praise Jesus.
We
want to move on. We see how these angels fashion their own weapons. They fashion their own weapons they need in tormenting their captives. They fashion their very own weapons. According to Isaiah. Isaiah 54
from
verse
16.
Isaiah 54 from verse 16.
Laba natondo omuwesi afukuta omuliro gwamanda.
Yabatonda ngabo bawesi.
He created them and they fashioned their own weapons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Malaji kona Abaddon.
That angel Abaddon.
Ebintu byagando
the things he uses to punish in hell is the one who uses those he makes them himself
the
he was created and he's like a blacksmith he fashions his own weapons he has a fire within him he can fashion a sword and make it he can make a hammer and crush your head he fashions every weapon sometimes he makes spears and he puts you like on the wall and he throws spears your
way
and he hook you onto the wall the whole of you sometimes he never even he makes you stand and he begins to throw one by one into the wall and you point yourself at the wall
the
just come upon every
question
what God showed in the vision in the
Jan
of heaven what started in the book Jan of heaven moved the
Bible why am I saying
everything they were teaching me I was seeing it within the Bible and they took me to see how the things are
yes,
praise Jesus if he calls him a blacksmith to fashion weapons he takes you in the moment when he's going to fashion a weapon weapon to torment someone in hell he can make a very big ox but he's going to crush the head And he crushes you and cuts you with it too. What surprises you, restore back. He can crush you like a month, cutting you with an axe. We are
seeing
it in Job 16. Praise Jesus. The way he crushed the master Jesus when he reached there as he was being punished.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So you know,
and you must be very careful. You
perhaps
have not known this blacksmith when you claimed you are the one.
Isaiah 54
verse
16. Laba natonda omuwesi afukuta omuliro gw'amanda. Najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe.
He himself works until he has fashioned a weapon to execute his work. He can think now. If I make a sword and it is pointed at him, pierce the heart. For the wrath he has, all the wrath of God was put within him. Now whatever used to despise God, they are all in him. He remembers what he used to do, and if, now what can I do for him? I am going to make a hammer, and it is big. I'll put the head down that which was big headed, and I'll crush it with a hammer for 5 months. But the hammer is bigger than the head times. He created them and they fashioned the weapons they used. He can fashion maggots, and the maggots are big.
Yes, yes. See, many of you know
I don't know whether
Mark Mwenda and I'm in
Mark 9.
They fashioned
the weapons they use for their work. You reach the other angel.
There
are 200 billion, but each one fashions his own weapons he wants. You may perhaps have fallen there, and another's made an axe, another's made serpents. Everyone thinks of his own weapon to use.
Mark 9,
verse 44. Envunyu yaabwe
gyetefiira, so n'omuliro teguzikira.
Mark
9
from
verse
43.
Omukono gw'obwe gwesitazanga ogutemangako. Wakiri gwe okuyingira mu bulamu ng'obuliddwako ekitundu. Okusinga okugenda mu geyena ng'olina emikono gyombi mu muliro ogutazikira. Envunyu yaabwe gyetefiira so n'omuliro teguzikira.
Abaddon, we're going to say him. The way he farts fire and blows it out of his
head.
It comes from the mouth of his horse.
And
his horse, you see, the head is of a lion. All his appearance is the threatening one. That's why they come for someone in the, from the flesh. The pastor begins to resist not being taken. For when you just look at him like this, all his appearance, you see that it's threatening.
Tuli mu Mako esula ya mwendo nyirwana mu mukaga. Envunyu yaabwe gyetefiira so n'omuliro teguzikira. N'eriiso bwe likwesita zango lijjangamu.
Where
is that eye? You're not going to go out the physical eye.
Bible
speaks in 1 Corinthians 12. One of us is the nose, another is an eye, another is your leg. According to the spiritual gifts you are given to minister through the body of Christ.
You see,
an apostle is messing up the gospel and you need to be
bleeding.
If it is a prophet, put the eye aside.
Sight.
He knew that this also become a problem to us. Don't be on a physical eye and you gouge it out yourself.
Go and read 1
Corinthians 12. It will tell you the spiritual gifts, how they are on the body of Christ. One of them is an eye, another nose, another different parts. If you see one of them trouble you not to go to heaven, you put it aside and you apostle put it out of myself. You are taking power is there when you preach heaven. You prophesy me to go to America, where not prophesy to go to heaven. And you put himself out of your life, you cut him off yourself. They shoot the light, you're going to cut your physical leg from yourself. What Jesus was speaking was in wisdom and is in understanding. Without understanding, they get lost.
Mako esula ya mwendo lunyiriri lwana mu musanvu.
Mark 9 verse 47.
Neri sole bwe requesta zangu lijangamu.
Ekyo tumazo kitegeera.
Watching that.
Wakiri gwe okuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda ng'oli wattulu.
At least put the prophet off and fight alone in the world. The
one was deceiving
if they see wrong things.
And they have
seen false visions. Cast them aside. When will they ever see heaven? I hear the prophets but they don't see heaven. They prophesy things of the world. You coach out that high. Go with the lake, an apostle at least. Let them tell you what is in heaven. You know, an apostle walks our feet on the body of Christ. But when he messes you, cut him off. And remain with the mouth. That is that evangelist. When the mouth gets messed up and is not the right essence, go with the pastor. That is the chest who embraces you.
He'll
tell you things to pastor which you take in heaven. When the pastor refuses, there is a chief pastor.
Yes.
Jesus.
He
is not going to deceive you.
All
the pastors in the world, when they get messed up, cast them aside, cry to Jesus to reach heaven. We've gone back to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54 verse 16.
He
is
the destroyer and he wreaks havoc. When they put you in hell, what
it
is that you become something you cannot understand. Destroy. He can beat you and this is why he has beaten you. Maybe he has beat you with fire and I feel more hunger. Let me put them under, I drive the wheels and I destroy them all. If this is not enough, he can get one hand and stretches it, ties it to this, and it ties another here, and it gets the head and it stretches it to the other pole until you become something figureless. They beat you until they have destroyed you. And you understand that Jesus is the Lord on that day when you can no more be saved. He destroyed them and they can fashion their own weapons. They create a body upon you which stretches like a rubber band. These ears you don't hear, they pull them, stretch it, and they tie them to the extreme. You never wanted to hear the word.
Isaiah 54 verse 17. Tewabenga cha kulwanyisa kye bali wesa okulwana nawe. Ekirira bomukisa.
If this one is available,
this
was not even whether you are in bullets in the midst of him, he counts for his spirit and takes it. The bullets are beaten. The one who has been shot, they get their spirit out. The bomb blows, he enters in the fire to rub his spirit to take it. Don't tell him of the fires. He himself has fires within his horse. They pick the spirits every place. Even if a bomb is blown, they are within the fire to get the spirits.
tewali kyakulwanyisa kibayinza banobola. Nemukola
missiles. If they you make missiles.
Zino zibakubisa
gun. These ones they beat.
Zibakubisa
in Japan.
Japan.
They were in that fire taking all those spirits.
They are
in the fire of Sodom and Gomorrah taking the spirits. If you get a chance, go to show you the things. I saw them. God just replaced them.
God will
take that experience that I saw how it happened. They are working in Sodom and Gomorrah, which were there. I've seen men have entered in the fire. They are taking the spirits. I said that fire doesn't
buy them.
And they said the scripture, no weapon formed against them can prosper. They were fashioned and they can reach any spot.
Even though
you enter in the bunker down,
they
can become a wind and they come for you underground. Even though you die within the sea, they come for you right from there. Praise Jesus. Those are what is in hell. I tried to cry to
see
if God can change, you couldn't change anything. That's why I no more cry. I tell you, hell, just like that. If you want to cry, wait to reach there, you will cry. I don't want to tell you fresh. And you see me crying, crying tears. And I saw here, I will make you cry in the spirit and you forget your spirit. I want you to just understand. If you want to cry, you wait to fall there. You know the body is very deceptive. When they tell it stop threatening, it cries. When they tell it things which are bring joy, it cries. Now what is the right thing about it? That's why we used to preach you and you cried but you never understood. And it was just a moment and we forgot it. For you used to cry with fresh on the spirit. But right now let's cry in spirit, I will overcome. And you get sudden to leave sin. Isaiah 54:17.
Era buli lulimi oluli kugolokokerako okuwoza nawe olulusinga.
Owoza nani? Kubana abasajja.
What would the language speaker understand it? Please leave me. And no one listens. What are you praying? We never understood God. They don't mind you, they just beat. They come from a far country. They have the wrath of God. On the other day, to appear in this world, when the master will come back, when the dead will rise, the ones in hell are going to be brought back here. What you hear, the people are going to raise again. They are going to come from hell. They are going to get to planet Earth. Even the ones from heaven, the saints right there in heaven, they are all going to come back in the planet Earth. Now we shall be lifted afresh the saints, and they who died within Christ, and we shall ascend in heaven together, and we shall leave these ones here. They have been here and they have come from hell. Now, hell will be working on this world. I don't know whether you understand me proper.
According
to what is in hell,
they
will bring you back home here.
They
will take you to the village where you used to do funny things in there, and they will be in your house in the villages. And when you run to the village, you find them rather there.
Abaddon
will be the one to open the door. What have you come for here?
We tried to have a gombe juice.
We saw hell last time. We saw what concerns it. Because it was in the Luganda language. And everything concerns it. Here we are passing briefly with it. When we started the
enemy
hell and the day of the Lord, then you can know whatever concerns it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Isaiah 13.
The Lord got all his wrath and put it within these people.
Isaiah 13
from verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Babiloni, Isaya mutabani wa Amozi gwe yalaba. Muwanike bendera ku lusozi olw'ebweru. Mumayimusize eddoboozi. Muwenye n'omukono.
Bano batugamba.
These are the tellers.
Baba jokora.
As they come to work.
Omukono gwo.
You raise your hand.
Obagambe bannange.
Tell them colleagues.
Semuja.
Don't come.
Omanyiwe baba alabiseeko batera nnyo okukola
ekiro. They work so much in the night.
Era kati kebuzibye.
And as it has come night right now.
Ogenda kuwulira obulumi mu
bantu. You're going to begin to feel pain within the people. For death and hell work so much in the night. From around midnight.
One,
and the sick people begin to cry of pain. For death is still the right cloth them. Even hell is right there saying, who are we taking today? And in the night, you begin to tell them, please, we are trying to preach to someone here. Don't pass here. You pass those ends. You go there. If you leave them, you have a child when they are sick, they will cry the entire night. For them, whenever there is a sign of death, they use sickness, they use famine, they use the sword, and the beast of the world. Now, whenever there is a sign, they are already there. People ask themselves, why is it that in the night people get more sick? These men come from the far country where they appear in the world and they have come for the spirits. You begin to hear the pains in the night. When it becomes morning and they take all the spirits and they take all of them. And the pain reduces, it comes down. Death is within working
and hell,
but the number of them has been reduced on the earth. Every night they deploy more of them. For people in the night they sin so much. And every night people plot to kill their other colleagues. Now the number of workers pick spirits are much in the night. That's why pain is more in the night. In the day they are there, but there are not many. That's why in a stretch, you are in a situation when you have a toothache but you don't feel so much pain, but in the night the pain arises. You tell them, please, pass me. I am a brethren, I overcame death.
Isaya esula ya 13 onyolo okubiri.
Isaiah 13 verse 2.
Muwenyo n'omukono bayingire mu miryango egy'abakungu.
You pass those in those rich men who don't want to know God. You beat them the entire night of sickness. You tell them, please don't pass here. I have a sick person here. But I need just Gabriel here, even Michael, to come and treat them. You two don't come here now.
Isaiah 13 verse
3.
He calls him these holy ones. People who were chosen. They do the work of the Lord of his wrath. They are very hungered. They get the wrath of God. You know, God is love. He has no time to get hungry. Now
we've got
all his hunger put it in these angels of hell. He chose them and he trusts them. All his wrath is within them.
And
when you pass the wrath of God on the world, know who you are calling. We welcome the wrath of God in the world unto the wizards and the sorcerers. You know who you are calling. There are prayers which are praying right now and working. Reach and you pray and people don't know what you're praying. You
may be
fearing the angel of death and hell. And you say, I welcome the angels of the wrath of God. Or you say, I welcome the wrath of God. They know they are who. They have a code you can speak to them. And you ask and people don't know what you're praying for.
Isaiah
13:3.
Wewao, mpisa abasajja banga abamanyi.
Baba yita abasajja abamanyi.
They are called the warriors, the great men of God.
Bakubana abeyimiriza ku mutu
kya kasajja bakatonda abamanyi. But this was claimed that a great man of God.
Wali abasajja bakatonda abamanyi.
Men of God who are great.
Bakolera wanzi wo moyo
abamanyi. They work under the spirit of power.
Kusigu kwa buli katonda kya tasi.
Put whatever God never planted.
Okuzimburura.
To up.
Buli katonda kya tasi.
Tear down what he never built. To kill the plans of the craft, not to enable them to fulfill what they have plotted. You plan of making a business and getting 100 million, they come for you in the night. You think of cutting off someone's head to get money and they wait for you on the way. And they get you out of that body, take you. That's why you cannot threaten me. If you say you are on the way to come, do whatever you want. I tell the ones of the wrath to wait for you to ambush you on the way.
May
I don't waste my time, I just sleep in my bed. And I sleep. The one of the wrath of God. Let me rest this body because I have to minister tomorrow. But you two attack. I don't waste my time in the salvation. You know, late you speak of poverty. And when you speak truth, you become free. Don't be there.
Oh,
fire! No. You're going to sleep in the night. You are troubling the neighbors that you're firing. I can speak one word. I welcome the ones of the wrath of God to watch me tonight, to get angered against every enemy of God. And they have already encamped.
Isaiah
13:3.
Abasajja bange abamanyi olw'obusungu bwange.
Of the wrath of God.
Abange abenyumiriza n'amalala.
Babe,
they are his and they rejoice. They have every pride.
Omanyiko okola amalala.
You know you're making pride here. But they have every form of pride.
Akuba na
tanedi na ara. You and they even pause.
Nakamba wali okola amalala.
And they used to do your pride in all and your chief in pride. These things you're doing is nothing. Remember, in hell they pay you whatever you did. If you
want
pride, you see the king of pride. Master them, they have pride. They pay you. And they even toes with their feet as they beat you. And it shows what is called pride. This was that you are smoking cigars.
He
makes a cigarette and it's of sulfuric acid and tells you smoke now. And he's looking and you smoke it wrongly, he beats you for that. Those ones who smoke Mila with pepper in it. And you swallow it Mila and you spat it and it kicks you for that. These men who are
passionate,
eat Mila and your cheek go big like that. Chewing Mila.
He
can make Mila for you. It has paper within it.
Joke
with the men working in hell. You were doing stubbornness. Everything
is going to be punished.
Each one is going to be paid as their works
were.
Whatever you be doing, they do it as they pay it for you.
Pass
you a rumor monger and they pull your mouth straight to the extreme. And you cry as if just
music.
Posing, it feels as if it's music playing. The pride alone they have in what they do.
Isaiah 13:4. Oluyogano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi.
Babeera bangi okukamala.
They are very numerous.
Era ku lunaku luli baakujjaano
ku nsi. They are to come on this earth.
Banga bava mu bunnya
obutako. They come from the bottomless pit.
Okusinziira ku bikuwa mwenda bwe yatula.
Revelation 9 showed us that they come from the bottomless pit.
Tuli mu Isaiah sura ya 13 onyolo okuna.
Isaiah 13 verse 4.
Nti oluyogano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi ng'olw'eggwanga eddene. Oluyogano olw'okuleekaana ng'obwakabaka obw'amawanga nga gakuŋŋaanye. Mukama ow'eggye akuŋŋaanyizza eggye olw'olutalo.
Bagenda kujja ku lunaku lw'olutalo
nabogenda kulubaamu.
Luno Sitaani lwagezaako ng'ayita mu Jezebeli
okutegeka.
Okusinziira mu kubikwa 16.
Revelation 16.
Onyo lwe 14.
Verse 14.
16.
Unto 16.
Bagenda nga bakuŋŋaanya emyoko olunaku lw'olutalo lwa Mukama. Bagenda kulubaamu wano.
They are going to be involved in
it.
But what surprises most?
I start it out.
As he passes here.
Mugenda otunulayo emabega nga ddungu.
By the time you look behind, it's a desert.
Ennyumba tebazibala nga nnyumba.
They don't count houses like something. They blow fire and they melt them all. They just pass when it's nothing there. Don't you see this funny thing? The fire out of them is like sulfuric acid. It blows fire. It just destroys, devastates everything. These our houses of
glass,
they see as if you put fire on a bush. And it just passes. By the time you look, there's nothing there.
Make
them when they are very wild. And they were to fight on the Lord that day, I pity you. I cannot even support such weak people like you. And I'm not on your side. I speak of the devil and his servants.
Isaiah 13,
verse 5.
Baba msiyewala.
Baba waleri mumunyo.
They come from far, bottomless pits.
Ubikura mwenda jetuwala.
Revelations 19 we saw
baba
it.
Msiyo. Baba deyo nga bako leba
gari yonanga. They are working all along when they have not been known.
Maji ya gati deke mkamp.
Armies have been kept reserved in the camp. What they do, they beat you.
Military.
You know military police. You know perhaps you hear of the Michaels. Michaels, if it's an army, they are policemen. But these ones are military police, the red tops. They enter a village and they beat all of you. Michaels are fighters, but they are like policemen when compared to these men. You may hear Michael, the one who fights wars, but is a profession, but he's a policeman in the kingdom of heaven. They are they of military police. And they are assassinators. They are assassins, angels of fire. We shall see them in Jerusalem city. You don't tell them to beat. When they come, they just destroy. They burn Sodom in a minute. Not beating, wasting time. We shall see the Jerusalem in heaven. That's why it's called the Lord of Hosts. Now here we are seeing the military police of the kingdom of heaven. When we shall enter Jerusalem city, we shall see the assassins. They are professionals in destruction. For
they're
the ones going to cast through the lake of fire. They're the ones responsible for the angels of fire. Now if you're still there, understand that the Lord is the Lord of Hosts.
Isaiah 13 verse 5.
These bottomless pits,
they are
at the ends of the heavens down there, but they cross in the planet earth. When they get out like a light out. They are very speedy. Isaiah 13 verse 5.
Mukama n'ebyokulwanyisa bye, ebyokunyiga kwe.
They have weapons of his wrath.
They're the ones who have the wrath of God. And everything you do, it is birth threatening to fall in his hand. And you fall on that left hand where they walk by. The spirit of power. You see the lampstand. Where you see the spirit of power, that's where they walk from. And when you will become a god, and you dare get on that hand, left hand, you would have fallen in their hands. Perhaps a word as a joke to separate the sheep and the goat. The sheep to go in the left hand, the right hand. The goat to go on the left hand is the spirit of power.
You've
gone in the hand of the men of the wrath of God.
Isaiah 13, verse 5. Nti Mukama n'ebyokulwanyisa ebyokunyiga kwe okuzikiriza ensi yonna. Muwogane kubanga olunaku lwa Mukama luli kumpi. Luli ng'okuzikirira okuva eri omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Emikono gyonna gye giriva giddirira. Na buli mutima gw'omuntu gulisaanuuka.
Mubiwulira nnyo mu Matayo
24.
Isaiah esura ya 13 olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Isaiah 13 verse 6.
Olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Isaiah 13 verse 8.
Era balikengentererwa okusonsomolwa n'okubalagalwa kulibakwata. Bali lumwa ng'omukazi alumwa okuzaala. Bali wuniikirira bokka na bokka. Amaaso gaabwe gali ba maaso ga muliro.
Bali abasajja abajja.
Those men coming.
Amaaso gaabwe bano babadoni. Era abeera gaakaka.
Eyes, they are like of fire. And you look at him, you may think whether he sees you or not. When you look so much at him and he slaps you for that.
Isaiah 13
verse
9. Lava ruja olukambwe ngalulino busungu n'ekiruyi okuzisensi n'okuzikiriza abalina ebibi abayo aba okubamalamu. Kubanga emmunyenye z'omugulu n'ebibiina byazo tebiri akakwaka kwabyo.
Owulidde bava wali mu bunnya
obutakoma.
Kubanga twawudde ku bikwamwe na singa
bakulawamuenjuba
teddamu
kwaka
bagenda
kuva emusi
era nga bwe tusoma mu
Bayibuli.
Isaiah esura ya 13 nyole 10.
Isaiah 13 verse 10.
Enjuba erizikirizibwa ngevayo. N'omwezi teguli yaka omusana gwagwo. Nange ndibonereza ensi olw'obubi bwabwe. N'ababi olw'obutali butuukirivu bwabwe. Era ndimalawo ekyejo ekyabalina amalala. Era ndikakanya okwenyumiriza kw'abo abatiisa. Nifuula omusajja okuba ow'omuwendo okusinga zaabu ennungi.
In that time, a person who is born again will be very valuable, more than gold. Nothing is going to help even with your money. And you had the rich man, you cannot even offer money to be saved. It shouldn't let you that purgatory, the price you give, will save you.
That's
the devil with a religion confusing.
Isaiah esura ya 13 olunyiriri olwe 11.
Isaiah 13 verse 11.
Era ndibonereza ensi olw'obubi bwabwe n'ababi olw'obutali butuukirivu bwabwe. Era ndimalawo ekyejo ekyabalina amalala. Era ndikakkanya okwenyumiriza kw'abo abatiisa. Ndifuula omusajja okuba ow'omuwendo mungi okusinga zaabu ennungi. Omusajja okusinga zaabu ennungi eya Ofiri. Kyendiva nkankanya eggulu. N'ensi erinyeenyezebwa okuva mu kifo kyayo. Mu busungu bwa Mukama ow'Eggye ne ku lunaku olw'ekiruyi kye. Awo olulituuka ng'empewo egobebwa era ng'endiga ezitaliiko musumba. bali chuka buli muntu okudda mu bantu be waabwe ye era bali dduka buli muntu munsi ye waabwe
ye bulikisere ekyo nga bamaze okubajja
ebunyabajja
kuteeka
nogambekatuyaobakyalobatenawaea
bavudde magoma emyaka gyebamazeeyo
ajjukira
abeera obanga
kukyalokyawaakyaliwaadduka
agende
mukyale
Isaya essula ya 13 olunyiri lwa
15
buli anaalabikanga anaafumitibwanga
naye nga ne bakula bakongoosala jukira malaika bemagwe bajja siganga
mwebalimubakusiŋŋaanirize
omukuba
ng'ogenda mukyalo
mu kibuga baabadoni
baatiwaabyeddaabadonit let me go to the village
nga bakunoonya olunoonya
Isaya sura ya 13 olunyiri lwa 15 buli anaalabikanga anaafumitibwanga na buli anaawambibwanga anaagwanga n'ekitala n'abaana baabwe abawere balimenyerwamenyerwa mu maaso gaabwe
kakati abaana baboogerwako yakugamba n'abali b'olubuto abazaala
ekibi
oyinza okuba wakasimba
omusumbabino
byetugenda tusimba
bali
mumenye olaba mu
maaso
bino tebiri ku baana abato
Physical infants. For Ecclesiastes 6 says, they go in their rests. The younger they speak of, they are these ones fresh, born again, they don't understand. Pastors send you to preach, they don't understand. They will find you on the street preaching, they don't understand. And they break you. You first prove the gospel you're going to be preaching.
We
find you preaching when you don't understand, they will break you. Let's see of their number, we shall begin from there. How many are they? Ecclesiastes, Revelation 9. They in the bottomless pit. How many are they? Working between death and hell. Revelation
9,
verse
16.
Kubikulirwa essuula ya 9 lwa 16 n'omuwendo gw'eggye eryebagala embalaasi 10,000 emirundi ebiri
bali billions 200
billion of them
abakola okufaana amagumba
they work on death and hell
banjo kamala
they are very numerous
basobola okukola buli omu teyeesiga
munne they can work each one doesn't trust each another
buli omu agamba singa bamuwa ensi eno
n'agikubaakubaabagimazeewo
naye nga yakola ennamba y'amagye gano
agamilitaliye
bali biliyoni 200
billion of them
tuli mu kubikulirwa essula ya 9 lwa 16 kino omuwendo gw'eggye eryabebagala embalaasi 10,000 emirundi ebiri n'empulira omuwendo gwabwe era bwe nalaba bwe nti embalaasi mu kwolesebwa kuno nabo abaali bazituddeko nga bambadde eby'omu kifuba
babeera n'eby'omu kifuba
they have breastplates
waneeno nga bataddewo biringa
omuya and have put fiery breastplates
ng'eby'omuliro n'ebyakazigizigi ng'ebyekibiriiti n'emitwe gy'embalaasi gy'emitwe gy'empologoma
kakati embalaasi zino
now these horses
z'enkula yaazo ba
their appearance you will forgive us
kubanga go eno mbalaasi
for behind it's a very nice naye n'omutwe
ate gwa mpologoma
but the head is of a lion
simanyi ko batula ebyo ku mbalaasi
I don't know if they've seen a horse with the head of a lion
yakola buli kimu nga balina kutiisa butiisa
everything and their appearance has to be threatening and the horse itself the head is of a lion
kati osooka n'omutunuulira
you first look at the whole of him and you feel all the oh what is this I'm seeing and that's why they would die they first faint
For the first look at him as they're taking him, and you faint first. Am I sick or not? When you see death standing, and behind you see the one behind him, you first faint as if you come back and they take you in the body, out of the body by force. The head is of a lion.
Kubikulirwe sura ya mwendo lunyirwa 17.
Revelations 9:17.
Nemubumwa bwazo nemuva omuliro nomuka nechibiriti.
Babera bawanda omuliro
mumwa kwefurugo. They always put fire, the mouth of a lion.
Baso kane bakuteeka.
They first put you down there.
Na kufukira omuliro.
And it blows fire from you. Pours fire on you.
Nakulinga muga.
And it's like a stream flowing. When he sees not enough, he swallows you. He puts you in the stomach, and you begin to burn within there, and you don't die.
But
this is not called death. This is hell. You have left the hands of death.
Even
when you look for death, you cannot. He puts there and he pours fire like a stream to the
lips,
and he's very hungered. He breathes fire. There is a fantasy there.
Alone
the breath he brings out.
He
breathes fire like a fantasy. Like a person has burnt somewhere. If you are going to die like this, if you look behind, you see someone with nose breathing fires. You know you've fallen on a problem. Revelations 9:17.
Kwe kugamba nti omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriti ebyava mu bumwa bwazo nemufira ekitundu ekyokusatu ekyabantu.
As they will come on this world, people are going to be transformed. The punishments are going to be beyond them. They will begin to pretend and not be changing. The angel of death will capture them, take them on the judgment. You may think they're going to be dying here. No, death will be holding them. That's what Revelation 20 says. Verse 11 to 15. And death brought his. He's going to tell
you,
what are you fainting when you go to judgment? Let's go.
By
the time they will reach judgment, when they have already surrendered, they themselves will request for the lake of fire. And you expect it's going to be
saved
for something that they're going to die
once
there.
But
they say that even there it will be eternal death. You die and you get restored. They pay it like that. The lake of fire, when you reach Jerusalem, you see it. They will melt you.
Revelations 19:19. Kubanga emichira jazo jifana nange misota.
They have serpents behind them. You first leave the scorpion tail of the lion. But behind comes serpents. It is behind. The angel tells them we are made, they don't joke. And it brings the serpent and becomes out when it's one. It reaches out, it gets out three of them. Now, the one who used to commit adultery fornication, it goes there and it puts you right there. And it aims from far and it penetrates like that. And it
passes
you used to commit homosexuality. It comes, it blows in the ears. It comes back and aims and it blows it and it portrays out like this.
And
it points the eyes. It gets in the eyes and it penetrates out and the eye protrudes off like this on the side.
They have big serpents behind them. Let's begin from there tomorrow. May God bless you as you get saved.